Welcome to the Put Me Out Something podcast. I'm your host, Alejandro Gomez.
What's up, everybody? This is the co-host, your son.
The co-host, shout out to Eric. He couldn't be here. He was busy working hard on his business, as usual.
Yeah, real grinding and stuff.
Real grind, making real money.
Yeah. No, unfortunately, he couldn't be here, but he's still in our hearts. He's still in your soul. Make sure you sign up for that Patreon for exclusive advancements.
We don't have one.
We don't have one. But we will. We will. Anyways, we appreciate y'all.
I want to give a shout out to our cousin, Alex Enrique. He listens to us.
Shout out Necha, too.
Necha. Yeah, he said good quality content. Not content-wise, but like production-wise, like video-wise and audio-wise, sounds pretty good. And that makes my day, you know?
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Appreciate it, you know?
How do we say it? We're aware of who's like watching and viewing, and we appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm. And we never incline anyone to tune in. If you know us personally, you don't have to, but we appreciate all that.
Yeah.
And, we appreciate the feedback any time we can.
Every time. Even if it's good or bad, you know, it doesn't matter.
Good or bad. Yeah, like, I'm always open to those kind of things and stuff. Like, me as a person, like, as an artist or, like, any kind of thing that I do, I'm open to some kind of constructive criticism and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I like giving criticism. Not like that, but I don't want to say I like critiquing, but I like to always applaud artists. Like, when I go to shows and shit, I always show love to people and shit. Yeah. Meet people, talk to people. Even if I don't want to, I just feel like I have to. Yeah, like, I like to. I don't know. I like being social, but sometimes I force myself to be social, and that's just me.
Okay.
Sometimes I have crippling anxiety.
You do?
Yeah.
I never saw that for me.
No, that's what I'm saying. But like, okay, I'll do. That's exactly the point. Sometimes I have crazy ass social anxiety where I don't want to talk to anyone, but I make myself do it. And then since I'm usually social all the time, people don't see that. People, when I do tell them, hey, I'm nervous and shit, or I'm shy, they just think, ha, shut up, bro. It's like, no, for real, bro. I'm fucking nervous.
Shut up. Stop being a nerd. Get in there, bro. Nah, I feel you. I see. Yeah, I think that's everybody, because I do that too. Like, for example, other people are like, oh, you're nervous? Like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, oh, you don't look nervous. Like, cool. Thank you. Inside, I'm like, fuck. Screaming.
For real.
Dying inside.
I'll never fold.
Yeah, but right now we're thinking of recording outside in the backyard because it was a beautiful day. It's the weather's pretty good right now. It's like fresh and it's not that hot. But what do you know? As soon as I started to set up outside, someone decided to mow their lawn.
On some Sunday vibes, you asshole.
For real. Like, it's, I don't know why. Like, it's just like, maybe it's a sign or whatever. I don't know. But like, it's whatever. Yeah, but it's nice weather right now. So I wanted to do it and like, do something different. I wanted to style like, kind of like, we don't have those kind of chairs, but like the, like those beach chairs.
Yeah, some lawn chairs.
Lawn chairs like that.
We'll probably get some.
Get all comfy and cozy. Summer vibes coming.
At the thrift, at the Facebook market. Nah, but they'll be all the way in Eloy talking about come pick it up. How come every time you go on there, bro, they want you to drop it off?
Like on Facebook market?
When you're selling something, they want you to come drop it off.
For real, son.
And it's always a little butt fuck far. But how come when I try to be disrespectful, like drop it off in my house?
No,
they're
bro,
like, what the fuck? Yeah. No way in hell is that happening? Uh-huh. And I'm like, right? Right? So where, I don't get where these people are getting, where they get this crazy idea that I got to drop off what I'm selling. Mm. And especially if it's something I'm selling selling something under like $40, bro, you think I'm going to drop it off?
It's not even worth the $40.
And of course they're far as fuck. Yeah, exactly. Think I'm going to spend an hour of my time to fucking sell you something that's like $20 plus.
For real.
Get out of here.
Oh, man, it's all good, but I mean.
We should all exchange our hatred for this. Sorry, guys, I feel like I bring
you should do a, we should do a segment like where you bring one every week, like. Like every like dumb, cause I know you post it on Instagram every time someone like says some dumb shit. Like you always post it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you meet me halfway? I think this one like you said like there was in Tempe.
Yeah,
they're in Phoenix. Like, can you meet me at least in Tempe? I'm like, all right, yeah. I'm like, oh, let me catch the bus. And they're like 2 hours.
Something
like that, right?
Yeah. We're talking about meeting up at an Alma school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm over here. So I drive all the way across town and shit. I drive all the way across town. What used to be Fiesta Mall at the time. It wasn't, like, so popular. It wasn't, obviously, active at that time, but it was, like, still a physical building. Now it's demolished completely.
Yeah.
Anyways, I pulled up the Fiesta Mall by Dutch and In-N-Out. Now, I'm telling this fool, where's he at? Because we're still going to meet up there at 7. And I even told him, hey, I'm heading out over there. And he's like, okay, bet. And then once I'm there at 7, he's like, all right, hold on, I'm a little late. And I was like, where you at? You know, maybe I'll just drive down the street to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm on the bus. And I was like, what the fuck? Okay, you know, no judgment. But I was like, well, between what crossroads? And then he says, fucking Phoenix. And then I was like, you talking about Alma School in Phoenix? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, why the fuck didn't you tell that, bro?
There is an Alma school in Phoenix, though.
I don't know what the fuck. Well, I don't know what the fuck
Indian
he was
school?
At.
Damn.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, he was in
opposite
school.
Direction? Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, bro, I'm all the way over here. And he was like, hold on or some shit. Some bullshit.
Hold on to your horses.
Yeah. And what did he tell me? And I basically like what the fuck, bro? You like tripped on him a little bit. Uh-huh. And he was like, LOL or some shit. And I was like, oh, now you think this shit's funny, huh? Uh-huh. I don't know. Shit, the whole thing was stupid as fuck. Went over there for nothing.
I hate that shit.
Wasted an hour.
Because every time I try to get on there and like on some hustle shit, like, oh, let me flip this little thing real quick. Hey, you drop it off? Or, did you meet me halfway? Or you think I lower the price if I go over there? I'm like, bro, just come pick it up. Not that bad.
For real.
I'm already going, letting go for a low price.
Yeah, exactly.
Lowballing.
I don't know. Is it the fact that we're so used to buying shit online and it coming to us?
Yeah, probably. But, like, I mean, if it's a good deal, why wouldn't you, like, oh, fuck it, I'll go right now.
Exactly. But
that's because I'm thinking, like, hold up. If he's giving it to a good price to me, who else is he going to give it to?
Yeah.
So you know what? I'll go get it right now. I'll go get it right now. No problem. Just hold it for me. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, I just feel like everything's usually far as fuck.
Did I tell you once that remember like I was on the like same thing, flipping shit, like selling shit? Mm-hmm. I found this like old kind of modern desk on Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh, this would be nice. Cause it was like, it looked really good, like brand new and everything. I bought it for like $30, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up selling it for like $90.
Mm-hmm.
And then some lady from Phoenix came over here. And then she came with her son and some other lady, you know, like to be safe, which is cool. Like, I understand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I had it in the garage, so I opened it. And then she looked at it, all right, everything's fine. Like, do you have change for 100? Because, you know, it's $90. Mm-hmm. And she wanted $10 back. You're like, here's 100. Make sure I need to get $10 back.
She said it to you?
Like, yeah.
Here's
in Spanish, you know.
Yeah.
In Espanol. And then,
oh, is it that one time the family had a little kid?
Yeah, and then.
They have space for the kid?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, and then she wanted to use the restroom. I'm like, bro, it's like, it's a stranger's house. Why are you going to use the restroom? Like,
I don't know, but didn't mom talk to them?
I think so, yeah. No, I don't know.
I think I remember mom talking to them.
I think
it was in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, it was weird for them to ask about them, but they were cool.
Yeah, so.
I remember that. I remember the mueble or whatever didn't fit, and the kid had to, like, basically stand in the car now.
Something like that, yeah. So, yeah, but, you know. Made a quick 60, bro. That's just annoying. Like, damn, man. That's too much. Fucking,
yeah, and then, oh, I had that shit with the other day, where that fool gave me the fake $100 bill.
Oh, yeah.
And the fool looked like dripping so pretty. I don't know, the LA rapper. I will post a picture.
Never heard of him.
It's a goth rapper. Really dope. Never anyways, whatever.
Is that one of those? Like, what's your fit?
Nah, hell no.
You know that one dude?
Oh, that's like some different Latino guy. Consecrator. Shout out to him.
Latino
dope
guy.
Dude. I forgot his name, but he's really cool. He's always doing the fit check. He brought the swag back from. Anyways, cool guy. Anyways, I got finessed for $100, a fake $100 bill. I sold a belt, you know, one of those rhinestone belts and shit. I think I got it for like 90 or something. I don't know, 60. And I sold it for $40. Anyways, I sold it to him. And he was on some. He pulled up or whatever, no hesitation. You know, cool as what's up. I love that. And then I told him ahead in Spanish everything. Like, hey, you have change. You got change for, do you have exact change or whatever? And then he was like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I go. I start telling him to meet me down the street and shit. I never give him my exact house. Anyway, we do the exchange and shit. And then, of course, big flex. And he was like, oh, I only got 100.
Damn.
I was like, bro, I fucking asked you. That's why I fucking asked you. Do you have change? But whatever, you know?
Only.
So
only
I ran hundreds. Back to the house. Yeah, so I ran back to the house and shit, feeling like a kid again. Grabbed the change, went back, did the sale, and then come to find out the $100 he gave me was fucking fake.
Damn.
And then I had to get rid of it or whatever. I mean, allegedly. I don't know what I did it. Anyways, whatever. It was fucking annoying. And I was like, man, big flexing over here. Now I know you got your money. Whatever. And I hit him up like, hey bro, this shit's fucking fake. And then he looked like the rapper Dripping So Pretty.
Uh-huh.
The LA rapper.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, bro, that's one of my favorite artists. Now I can't listen to this guy anymore.
He reminds me.
Yeah. And then he was like, nah bro, what the fuck, he's gonna cuss me out in Spanish or some shit. And he's all saying, nah, it's fucking real, go to the store. And then sure enough, it was fucking fake. But whatever, got rid of it, put it in the past. Anyways, annoying ass situation, bro. Mm-hmm. Never again. That's why I asked, do you have exact cash? And he's on big flex and I only got 100. Shut up.
No, I hate that shit because it's always inconvenient for people to do it, but when you do it, it's like, oh, you're wasting my time.
Yeah, how fucking dare you? It's unacceptable behavior.
This is
what, are you a fucking idiot or something?
Does that mean?
Like, I don't get where people get these audacity and shit. They buy it on the way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out of pocket?
Hell of pocket. Anyways, let's talk about some real shit going on. The end of the world is Monday, you hear that?
The eclipse.
Well, we've already talked about this, but like it's like, you know, like you're closer to like something's gonna happen. You anticipate it more.
Yeah.
You're anxious. Well, I'm not saying that. I am, or you. I don't know if you are, but like
he's like, I'm not scared.
It's funny just because everybody's making a big deal of it. Oh, look out for these signs. The signs that these are coming. It could be the end of times. Be prepared. Be about water and food and radios and stuff like that.
I mean, I get it. It's good to be prepared anytime and shit. Mm-hmm. But is it really gonna happen?
And then, this one, like, I don't even care because we had so many, like, oh, End of the World, 2012, 2000, no, 20, Y2K.
Yeah, I hope we're not being foolish. But anyways, no, I agree with you because remember how there's the earthquake in New York?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. And then, so I've been seeing a lot of, like, you know, like, TikToks of it. And then people, like, you know, like, they like to make read the Bible and everything. They bring it all up.
Yeah.
There's one I saw, like, they were saying, it said that before, like, the eclipse or the end, like, whatever, something like that, there will be earthquakes, you know, coming. Happening, you know?
True.
And then look what happened in New York. Like, oh, shit.
And it's always, like, in populated as places and shit.
Yeah. I didn't even know New York could get
earthquakes. Yeah, no. When I first saw the memes and TikToks and shit, I thought they were talking about California. And then it took me a while to connect the dots because they were just making jokes about an earthquake.
Yeah.
Unexpected earthquake. And I didn't realize that they're in New York. And then I looked it up. That are they common or they're actually pretty rare?
Rare?
Yeah, for it to happen in New York.
Arizona? No, yeah, for real? Arizona records.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
No, but it's crazy because I seen other people, I've seen a couple of videos of people recording, like, just doing, like, TikToks, like, recording their own TikToks.
Yeah.
And then they start, like, thinking, what the hell is this? Like, you know. That's how there's one of these two girls are doing an actual podcast.
Yeah.
In the middle of recording, and they're like, is that an earthquake? And they're all like, they're all still and everything, and then they start running away, you know? I mean, go hiding, whatever, or other things, you know?
Yeah, that's fucking scary. Imagine you're, like, on the 50th floor, 15th floor and shit. Like, what are you supposed to do? Like, you're supposed to get under a table, but, like, what if the ceiling collapse?
I don't even think that is. Like, you fall under, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. Or what if you collapse? What if your phone collapse and you fall down?
That's scary.
That's scary, bro. I saw the video clips and then, like, of home footage and shit, and the animals, like, instantly knew to, like, get low and shit.
Really?
Yeah. It was, like, dogs and cats in a house and shit. It was, like, a video footage of a sala.
Animals always know what to do, though.
Yeah, bro. But they'll never tell you.
They tell you that thing, too. Like, so, like, I don't know who. I think it's mom or, like our family member or something. They tell you, like, when dogs have, like, stomach problems, they start eating, like, grass or something like that.
Oh, trying to heal themselves?
Yeah, because they mom. They know, like, I think, like, animals know, like, this type of shit, you know?
Nature and shit. That's crazy. Like how their instinct is to like hunt and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Wow. No, but like back to the
we're face. Like, wow.
Wow.
You ever think about that? You're like, I remember thinking the other day I was going back to my car. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was leaving Kenji's house. And I was like, damn.
Shout out Kenji Benz.
I was leaving Kenji's house. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck occurred to me. I was like, I'm going to my car, getting in my car. And I was like, wow, we live on this planet Earth. Like,
you ever question it if it's too good? Like oh, like we're the right distance from the sun to be like form life, you know? Because if we're too close, it's too high. If we're a little further, it's like too cold. You know what I mean? Yeah. So how is it like so perfect, like that we're just like, in the right distance to like sustain life? You know what I mean? Like wow, is it really real?
Or at the same time, it's like, I don't know, like, it kind of makes sense how it's scientifically explained, but then I'm not trying to get religious, but it's like, it's crazy how it's almost like a miracle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whoa.
So, when this drops,
it'll I mean, what fucking, didn't Africa, like, a long time ago, used to be a safari?
Cut me off again?
I'm sorry.
You're going to, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just saying, like, when this drops, it's going to be Monday, so we'll see if this goes the test of time, you know? Because we can record after, like, yo, we survived.
We're rewrite or we're wrong. Wait, so is it going to be dark for 3 days?
Supposedly.
Like, what does it mean, though?
No, I don't know. Well, I heard that, but I think it's only going to be dark for like a few minutes, like when it happens. But if something does happen, you know, like, you know, the 3 days of darkness, I guess. I don't know. And I remember the whole cow thing, the whole red heifer. Yeah. I keep seeing more of it. They're actually building. So they have to build kind of like a shrine or a sacrificial place for it to sacrifice the whatever cow, the red heifer they're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And they're starting to build it. And then, but they said that they had to do it at the right time because they got the cows to be a certain amount of weeks of born. So it's still like a young calf, you know? Mm-hmm. But it's, so they have the ones that they need. And then they just need to do it at the right time, you know? Which it says, like, is around the right time they're supposed to do it. Mm-hmm. But supposedly they're not going to do it because of what's going on over there. Like, although, like, no, the war over there in Palestine, whatever.
Yeah.
Gaza, whatever. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. A lot of factors.
Yeah, but like supposedly that's kind of like stopping them from doing it. But like they said, like once they do that, like you know, we've already talked about it a few times, but like some shit doesn't happen. Yeah, so I don't know, like, but like
kind of lining up again. And
yeah,
shit.
So there's a lot of signs leading up to all this. I'm like, oh.
So like after the earthquake, the eclipse is the world gonna end then or after?
Either that or it could be like another sign that is closer to the end of times. Because a lot of people are saying, oh, this is the end of time, end of the world, this and that. But it could be like, nah, it could just be like another sign closer to like the end is coming.
Yeah, up. And they never specifies like if that means 3 days, 3 weeks, fucking 10 years, 30 years, and shit.
Yeah,
30 years does sound like a long time, but when you look back at it in time span of history books, it sounds like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
crazy.
That's crazy, man. But yeah, hopefully when this drops, it'll be that actual same day that the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
So if we survive, we'll come back, drop another episode.
We'll follow up.
The
post-apocalyptic
episode. We will rebuild.
Post-apocalyptic episode.
They're in New York, I saw like another.
The boys get water.
I saw on a TikTok, you know those little t-shirt shops?
Mm-hmm.
And like around, there's a bunch of them in New York. I saw one, they already made a t-shirt. Like, as soon as like the earthquake was over, maybe a few hours later.
I survived the earthquake
of 20, New York, NYC. Oh my God. The earthquake of New York City of 2024.
If I was there, I would buy it.
And people were, there are already people in line buying it. I would buy it.
I would buy this shit. That's crazy. There? Imagine the first time you go to New York and experience an earthquake, bro. I'd probably think like, oh, fuck. It would die when I'm not away from home and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'd be scared.
I'll get one.
But then again, like, no, hell yeah, I would too. But and shout out to whoever is quick thinking like that. You know what I'm saying? Me, that's mine. That's a hustler
mentality.
Stop, you know what I'm saying? Never stop grinding and shit.
New York hustle mentality.
They rebuilding when I'm still hustling. I'm just kidding. Oh, no, what's up? Fuck, what was I going to say? I don't know. At the same time, too, like how I said, okay, people have been saying that the end of the world since the beginning of time, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. People will never really know the true date and time. But, like, the thing is, like, at the same time, we consume so much information. Shit like this probably happened on the other side of the earth and shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know about it. And then it's like, you know, just so much goes on. Like, a whole lifetime of events happens, like, in a week on our phones. Alone and shit. Or if you're, like, say you're surrounded by more media and stuff. Say, compared to someone that lives in a small town or just a person that's not on the internet and not on like, any kind of social media, their world is not receiving, in their mind, they're not receiving any new fucking information.
No, it's crazy that people actually don't, like, depend on, like, internet. Not saying that they don't get on internet, but they don't, like, depend on, like, news internet going on. They just go on with their lives. And I thought about it, like, damn, that'd be pretty nice. Yeah. Know what I mean?
I hate how my first thought was, like, that'd be kind of boring.
It would. It sounds boring, but at the same time, it sounds peaceful because you're not worried about anything. Just, oh, I got to get up and work and make money to pay my bills.
Yo, I was thinking about this. If you time traveled back
again
in time. No, I'm saying.
No, this is good.
But, like, wouldn't you be like, fuck, I didn't want to get on my phone?
You don't want to? Wait, would you?
Say you go back to the 70s. Uh-huh. Wouldn't you want to have a moment where you're like, fuck, I want to get on my phone?
You want to get off or on?
Get on your phone. You want to check your phone. Let me check my. But there's no fucking phones.
Let me check my IG feed real quick.
What the?
it's a fucking. A fucking, what's it called? A prototype? Just the paperwork?
Man, it's a fucking news article.
A blueprint of the iPhone? What the?
The fix.
Coming soon type shit. But, no, I mean, yeah. I mean, getting on your phone is addicting. Like, I do it all the time at work.
It's a bad habit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I would recommend to, and every now and then, like, at least one at the end of the week or some shit, checking your screen time.
Oh, yeah.
Giving a perspective of how much you're on it.
But like when we go on vacation, I'm hardly on my phone.
Yeah, because you're busy living,
and it's not even like, oh, I'm on vacation. Fuck the phone, just throw it away. It's like more like I don't even. Everything's more entertaining just being out there, you know.
Mm-hmm,
like whatever
mm-hmm,
you go,
mm-hmm.
like you don't even care about looking at your phone.
Yeah,
except for like a quick IG like picture.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Take pictures.
Get a load of this guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Took me at the Don Omar concert last night.
Oh, how was it?
Took a picture of me.
Do you even remember?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, fucking.
I got a little zooted after and shit, but it was fucking lit. Yeah,
well, did he sing any
blackout?
Did he sing? Okay, yo.
No.
Vin Diesel.
Fucking Fast and the Furious.
What did he say? Vin Diesel when it popped
come out?
Brazil.
Nah, the crowd did go wild when he shouted out of the countries and shit, all the Spanish countries, and then he said Mexico, and then obviously there's a lot more.
Did he say Salvador?
Yeah, that's one of the first ones he said. A lot of people have their banderas and stuff like that. That's pretty cool.
You should have took yours.
That's what my girl was saying. They get that big ass flag. Why don't you take it? I was like, I don't want to be that guy.
That's crazy. You
would have been kind of cool though.
When you go to concerts, people go extra, and then like, damn, that could have been me too.
Yeah, it's always cool though seeing everybody's fits.
Was it any cool fits?
Yeah.
Damn, you should have done an A-roll. Let me rate your fit.
Yeah, that'd be fire as fuck. Especially if you come early and shit. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you're gonna come with like a couple people.
Let's do it next time.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, bro.
Hey, we just want to go in. We don't want to watch the show. We don't want to watch the show. We're trying to get through security.
We just want to rate people's fits. That's all.
You want to what? It's the old heads.
Oh, for real?
Understand.
Come on in.
Oh, yeah. And just a heads up, at the Desert Diamond Casino,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't bring a purse bigger than like 8 inches. Wider. Mm-hmm. Like basically a sheet paper. You know what I'm saying?
You could take those see-through ones, right?
Yeah. But yeah, mm-hmm. I had to fucking run back to the car, take my girl's bag and shit.
Damn, that must have sucked.
Yeah. No, but it was a good ass show. Dope as fuck, you know, vibes and shit.
Was it just him?
Yeah, he didn't have anyone else.
Oh, okay.
I was surprised. He said Weezy and Yandel for some reason. At one point, everyone was like, "Oh, what the fuck?"
And they're gonna pop. You thought they're gonna pop out?
Yeah, but he just performed the song that he did with them.
Which one was it?
I don't even remember.
I don't even think.
But and the special thing is too, I didn't get on my phone at all. I just recorded a couple clips every now and then to remember that song. Mm-hmm. But shit was lit. Like I wasn't even in. I wasn't even recording on my phone and shit.
Really? But you were a Bad Bunny the whole time.
Most of it for whatever reason. I don't know. It was different. Those vibes were different. Maybe that's why I felt like I wasn't there as a Bad Bunny because I was on my phone.
Was there a different vibe? Like, compare?
Hell yeah.
How was it? Like, what do you... describe it.
I feel like it was farther away for Don Omar, but I feel like... I don't know. It's just the ambience of seeing everybody. Like, your crowd is surrounded by, like, thousands of people and shit, and you're just watching one person's success perform and shit. It's And the music's blaring, the music's loud and shit. It's a wave of emotions and shit. Yeah. It's really cool.
That's crazy.
And it's really inspiring.
I don't think I would go to Don Omar concert.
Bro, you're a hater.
No, I don't.
Me neither, but that's the point. Like, when it came up, it wasn't that expensive. Fuck it, let's go. It sounds exciting. It was like, for me and my girl, less than $300.
That's not bad.
With the... Yeah. We didn't get the insurance, though, but with the parking pass.
That's good. That's not bad. Yeah. Nah, but I mean, I like Don Omar, but I've never been a big fan of him.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it was like, it was just cool to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Need a fucking Wisin Yandel and Alexis and Fila, you know?
Yeah. My God, bro. That would be sick. Alexis would you go Fila? To that? Would you go to that?
Oh, hell yeah. I'd go crazy. I'd go perreando. Like, no.
Fuck yeah, bro. Dressed like a Y2K fit.
Damn. Eso, eh?
Yeah, that shit was like that shirt with the nines all over it.
Oh yeah,
the skulls, man. the skull zip up hoodie.
Those are sick. Remember the shits were the hot topic for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted one so bad. I think I saw one. We went to like one of those like not like K Momo, but like I guess like BB Fashion. Remember those? Everyone in the valley. I don't know if they have them in anywhere else in the states, but I know in Arizona here like BB Fashion.
Probably I'm on the West Coast.
K Momo. What else do we have?
All those places. The hood spots, basically.
Oh, the WSS type places? You know those places?
Forgot about that
story. No, but like, anyways, I remember like when we went a long time, when that era, you know? Mm-hmm. And they had one. But it was like one of those knockoff ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, damn, I wanted it so bad, but, you know.
Should have ceased on it.
Well, I was a little kid. What the hell? I couldn't buy it.
You should have bought stocks. You should have been buying limited bape. You should have been buying. You should have been your 8-year-old self. Gone to the thrift and seize all. You imagine how much 90s vintage you would have found into 2000s?
If only I would have known.
If only you would have fucking known. You should have fucking invested in Google. You should have fucking invested in Bitcoin. You should have fucking
Apple knowledge.
Bet on the Steelers.
Steelers.
Damn, if only we knew.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I still would have been anything. I don't have a car.
What do you mean?
Like, imagine if you knew all those secret sauce like back then. You're 8, but like, what are you going to tell your mom? Hey, mom, take me to the store. Say, hell no, I'm fucking tired.
I'll buy you a car.
Trust me.
This guy. Well, yeah, I mean, Don Omar seems like it was fun.
That shit was lit as fuck. Oh, and I got, of course, I had, speaking of the bootlegs you just said, you know, I had to get some bootleg parking lot tees and shit. They're hella tiny, though. But low-key, this is a one few concert with a bootleg bootleg merch. It was way better than the official merch.
Really?
The official merch looked hella half-ass. $55 for a t-shirt. Damn. That shit was weak, bro. And they didn't have all the good sizes either.
Mm-hmm.
And just graphic design-wise, the bootleggers were better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I gotta show you a video clip. This fool's getting on the. My girl recorded it on accident when I was trying to. When we were leaving, I tried to get. Tried to ask this dude if he had like a 2XL and up. He was like, nah, give me attitude and shit. I'm like, ah, whatever then, fool. But he fucking literally cussed out some little ass girl or whatever, some
what
shit.
The hell, why?
I don't know. I have to show you the video for. She's like, she's like holding it. And he's like, ah, entonces vete a la chingada. And I was like, yo, bro.
Send me the bit so I can post it. I'm gonna post it on here for sure.
You want to see it right now?
Send it to my phone right now so I can. Post it up later.
Some
were they
deal.
Trying to haggle him or what?
Yeah, like, and I was like, deals? I immediately asked him. I don't know. I was like, immediately asked him, do you have 2XL? And he's like, nah. And I was like, my head. I was like, bro, what the fuck? How do you not have 2XL if your ass is a 3XL? Ooh. And then that.
Roast him in a spot.
Yeah, no.
What like, you got?
Shit. Yeah, no. I didn't realize.
Couldn't handle criticism.
For real. They were probably lowballing.
What kind of service is this, man?
For real, from a bootlegger. Where's your manager? Where's your manager?
I'm going to report you to the proper authorities type shit.
Yeah, like this man is selling counterfeits.
Counterfeits. Damn. Even
though you're wearing the shirt. You're wearing the bootleg shirt. Yeah. But I always love getting bootlegs from concerts. But shout out to the bootleggers, bro. Appreciate y'all.
Doing out there hustling, yeah. Same shit.
Hell yeah. Good shit, though.
What else is going on in the world? Nothing new? No. No Diddy no more?
No Diddy.
Damn.
Bro, my coworker had no idea that was going on. Speaking about someone on not social media. We were explaining it to her. And it was so much when I thought about it. It's so many details and layers of detail to explain to the person. The Diddy thing.
Oh, so they don't know what's
going on. The Meek Mill boyfriend. The fucking Justin Bieber thing. Let's talk about the fucking Aaliyah thing. The fucking videos hidden in his party. The fucking 50 Cent warnings from years ago. Mm-hmm. The fucking layers and layers of shit. Like, I was like, when I was trying to explain this to him, I was like, whoa, so much, bro.
We didn't, I don't know.
The supposed conspiracy that he didn't kill Biggie or some shit.
Something like that. But yeah. Like, that video I sent you guys, was that this week or last week?
I think it was this week.
The video looks probably, you know, they recorded Diddy and Meek Mill.
Oh, yeah, banging.
Getting hot and heavy.
Yeah, and it sounds like Meek Mill's
voice. I'm like, I really want to comment. I can't even look at Meek Mill anymore. Just saying.
Do you think it was him, though?
I would have doubted, but it sounded like him.
It kind of did sound like his voice, though, but we could be wrong. But it could be
AI or some other, like, you know.
Yeah, or could it just sound like his voice? But it low-key does sound like his voice. I mean, I've never heard that man scream and moan, but it sounds like his voice, though.
That's disgusting.
I could be wrong. We could be wrong. Remember they tried to say that Drake was in the gay sex footage, but it was just some porn star that looked like him? Side of the face? I remember that shit.
I remember that.
Yeah, and it was just a still photo. Mm. Yeah, they say that shit about everybody.
No, but they can do it to anybody. They can do it to you, to me, anybody.
Especially with AI?
For real.
Ugh. People were getting, like, fake photos of them made and shit.
I don't know. I don't know. It's scary nowadays with all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool and fun when it was, like, just update your LinkedIn photo. Now it's like, hey, these are incriminating photos. Like, someone can make a nuke photo of you and shit.
No, damn.
You thought about that, Joe?
I thought about, like, some crime scene shit.
Oh, yeah, and then how they make fucking fake AI music and shit. Like, this is entertaining, but at some point it's fucking scary. I haven't heard anything
about that lately, though.
The what?
Like, AI music shit.
Oh, yeah, no, it's pretty cool.
Probably.
Fucking Drake and Gunna got some dope, unexisting music that they never wrote.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that guy? The ghostwriter? Or some shit. He's an artist that does those.
An actual ghostwriter name?
Yeah, like his name is Ghostwriter. Like, yeah, his name is Ghostwriter. He has like a bed sheet on.
He's the top one.
Yeah, and he's like produces and makes all and records all these and writes all these fucking fake songs and shit and makes them and
Do
shit.
Do you think Kennedy could make like an AI song of us?
Probably.
Even if we give him like a recording of our voice?
Probably.
We pay to get the.
You can hear the spit on the put me on some.
No, that way we can make like his beats with our voice. And then you can make some. Yeah, and shit, and then pop off, and like, hey, sing your song, and then just like,
you don't even know it.
Lip syncing, you know?
You don't even know it. He's a fraud. He's a fraud. Hey, man, they've been doing that shit for years. Though, remember? Didn't they say who's the artist that was supposedly recording J Lo's vocals?
Oh fuck!
It was another female artist. I forgot.
What's her name?
Aaliyah?
Not Aaliyah.
Ashanti?
I think it was one of those. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I forgot which one, but yeah, supposedly she's recording most of J Lo's stuff.
Have you seen all the videos of J Lo though?
Yeah, people she can her? Sing, but it's not that good.
I don't think she can. Well, I don't know. I haven't heard it.
I mean, she's always been whack. But then, yeah, we're talking about the same shit. I'm sorry, guys. Oh, I wanted to show you the. Did you see a TikTok about her but in the terremoto in the after the earthquake?
Who, Jayla?
They're like making fun of her. Yeah.
The bodega.
Yeah.
Get a ham and cheese on a roll.
Yeah.
The chips and the orange drink. If you know, you know.
Yeah, and they're just like in terremoto, which is tornado earthquake in my native tongue of Spanish. And the earthquake's getting louder and louder and shit.
Do you think celebrities forget like normal life after they pop off after years and years of being famous and rich? But they forget what it is to be a normal person like out in public?
Maybe that's why they say we're harsh. She's such a total asshole to real people, like other people. So what are the Kardashians?
Well, yeah.
Remember I saw this video explaining that technically, like in some sense, say like a Kardashian and shit, they realistically can live their life for a long time. They can go long periods of long time without running into a normal person.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because the way they live their life and the way they're socially around people and the way they have people serve them, they technically don't have to engage with a regular 9-to-5
person. So they don't know what's going on in the world pretty much?
Not really until they're told. What? That's why they're so disconnected and
solitude?
Shit. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
They're so disconnected with reality and shit.
Hmm.
I don't know if you remember that video of Kim when she was bitching about no one wants to work anymore. You need to get off your ass and work. Uh-huh. Everyone's giving her shit, but realistically, the reason why she probably felt like that, because at that time she was working on her collection or some bullshit, that's probably the most work she's done in a long time.
Hmm.
So then when you're on your grind.
Is that getting her back blown?
Foul. And you know, Joe's like, never forget.
Never forget.
And then remember Ray J, bro, how he's recording himself? Like, yeah, this is me. This is me. I'm doing it right now.
Damn.
I ain't gonna lie.
No, that's crazy. Cause I mean, like, we heard, you know, how celebrities are like, they're always on like a political shit. They're trying to they was trying to like, oh, vote for this person. Oh, they're trying to be political. I'm like, bro, you don't even know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like in a normal life.
Like they get paid to do it.
Y'all just talking because y'all rich and.
Oh, they just do it for controversy.
Yeah, like you don't even know what's going on in the outside world. And
like, remember Lil Pump tried to vote for Trump?
Yeah.
And Lil Trump introduced him, but he said his name.
Lil Pimp.
Lil Pimp. Lil Pimp.
Damn. we need someone from the like. Remember how we talked to our sister and her cousin? We need someone that is young and more like from the, like, you know, like
more
normal life.
Connected to reality society and
then, like, yeah, to be like in.
I say a president that's like.
Congress, whatever.
You fucking know? 45 to 55 would be pretty cool.
Like millennial?
No, not millennial.
That was a millennial.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that big of a fucking gap?
Well, like from like
a 45-year-old to 55-year-old is a millennial.
Eighties, I think the eighties are to like the
95 is the last year.
Yeah, they're around there. So like from like the 80s to like then the millennial age.
Nah, older. I'm saying like a 50-year-old.
Nah, but that's
I want
too
a 45-year-old.
But then they're still like older. The
fine. I want someone from fucking 80s. I want someone that experienced the crack epidemic.
Yeah. Reagan era. Yeah,
shit? Reagan era. Nah, but a 45-year-old fucking
would
president
you
would be cool.
Would you run for presidency? Like if you're. I don't even think you'd be educated, but like you, let's say you switch your career into like politics and you start doing all this shit, and then you're 40, almost kind of like 40, 50 years old. Like, you know, I'm gonna run for president. So.
I mean, fuck, what's his name? Governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey?
Yeah.
He used to fucking be the CEO of Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream.
No one cares about
anyone him. Can do it.
But he's whack.
Yeah, he's whack as fuck. Oh, hell yeah, he's whack as fuck. But then again, Donald Trump being a celebrity became a I was gonna say porn star. A fucking president. Uh-huh. Anyone could do it. Fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah, a fucking bodybuilder turned actor and shit.
No, I'm saying, yeah, okay.
He became the governor of
California. Anybody can be, but like, would you do it though?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah.
What would you make changes? Name three changes you would change in the just in like all of it, like United States.
Well, then it'd be 20 years in the future, so. Shit, I don't even fucking know. 3 years?
Three changes.
No
taxes.
No taxes. Probably eliminate college debt.
You can't do that.
Yeah, for real. Let's be realistic.
Fairy
tale living president.
Think those false promises
I don't
already?
Know.
Already false promises.
We're fixing the roads.
Off to a good start.
No. We're not necessarily gonna fix the homeless edition, but we're cleaning this area up.
We're cleaning the city.
Yeah, we're cleaning the city, bro. No more fucking rundown.
Grab your toothbrush.
Yeah, we're definitely, you know, definitely something about the homeless situation and shit. Because they spend so much money on war, they could fucking feed people, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But well, it depends how it is then. You know, like, oh, the older generation, we don't need that. We need more.
We need this. We need that.
We need strength. We need defense. You know, whatever. Yeah. We need more.
I'm invading the country and taking their oil. That's what.
That's what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah.
More oil, more power?
More oil. More power. I was kidding. Sorry, what would you do? What three things you would do if you're president?
Good question. I would take all my money and leave the country. Your own.
Flee the country.
Nah, damn, that's a good question. Well, you know how everything, like, I guess just try to eliminate like debt here. Pay back dues. You know, like the whole homeless thing.
Oh, the fucking homeowner shit. I would fix that.
Homeowner shit?
Yeah. Oh, like I'd make it possible
for I'll talk to you about that right now. I don't know if you heard about like the squatters. You know what that is?
Squatters right in California.
Well, let me finish. So yeah. Try to eliminate debt that we have within our country, people, you know?
Yeah, try to fix
it. We're first. Yeah. We're first, not other countries.
How can I help you if I haven't helped myself?
Or other countries.
It's like, how can I love someone else if I haven't loved
me? Let me help the other countries, then I'll help us first, last, whatever we have left.
Yeah, like around.
But not political shit. I'm not trying to get political.
Yeah, fuck that. We don't get political here. Put me on
something. Yeah, no, sir. Yeah, no, brother.
We just speak straight facts.
Okay, but anyways, I was going to tell you because I've been seeing a lot of things about squatters.
Yeah, California.
Anywhere, everywhere else, even New York.
Oh, really?
But you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
Like pretty much, like an empty house that's like on sale, or if not empty, just pretty much that's gonna. For sale, whatever.
Sometimes like Airbnbs and shit.
Yeah, yeah. So like, I guess people can like break in and live there,
mm-hmm.
but like just living there, and then I guess if you try to kick them out, like they have more rights. You can't even kick them out.
Something like if they've been there enough, like a certain amount of time, then they have the right to live there for like 30 days or something.
Damn, that's so dumb.
I heard about that in California. Someone was living in a super mansion and shit for like 400 days or some shit.
Well, yeah, yeah, because I don't think it's gonna sell fast. But there's the one that we saw. Like, I don't know if it might be New York that some lady that. That she her I guess she inherited her mom's house mm-hmm. after she passed away, and then she was gonna go check it out, whatever, I don't know, whatever. And I guess people have been living in there. They changed the locks and everything, and they have been living in there. And then she tried to kick them out, and they wouldn't leave. And then those people called the cops, and then she got arrested for trying to kick them out.
What? That's fucked up.
Type shit.
That's like when you call the cops and they arrest you.
With your luck, probably, huh?
Yeah, for real.
That's whack. No, but that's just whack, because they have more rights than...
I wonder why, though. That doesn't make sense. Like, why would they make that up?
I don't know. Because I don't know if there's another one I saw. Like, they had made a fake... No, like when you rent someone, like a house from somebody, they make like a whole contract or lease, whatever. And they had like made one, the people that were squatting there. And then they showed it to the cops, and the cops like couldn't do anything about it. What was that?
I heard that.
Yeah.
It was like a motorcycle.
Oh, sounds weird. But anyways.
Yeah. So they made a fake contract, and then when the squatters made a fake contract, so when the cops pulled up, they were like here, and then they believed it.
No, I don't know if they believed it, but they had like some sort of like. Like, kind of like paperwork to like show them, and they couldn't kick them out. That's just whack, though. Like, imagine, like, you have a house.
You work your ass off. You're finally going to get some debt eliminated. You're finally going to have, what's that thing, passive income. And then some freeloader bum doesn't want to get a job. Fucking lives in your crib, bro.
It's crazy how, like, here in this country, freeloading gets you more than working hard.
Rewarding and shit.
More rewarding.
Like, I understand some people need support. Some people need to have bad times and shit. And it's cool that, you know, our country has these resources. It's dope that, that, you know, it's amazing that our country has these resources to help people. But some people don't use them to get up off their feet and shit. You know what I'm saying? They just get comfortable with it. And I'm not saying to hear be like, oh, I have all the answers or judgmental. But then there's people like that, squatters that have no shame and just fucking live in someone's house, bro. Ridiculous, bro. You need to bring shame back.
Because when I heard it, I was thinking like, damn, if it was me, I would hire some goons and like, hey, here's some change. Go get rid of these people.
Get rid of them.
Not hurt them, but like.
Smoke them.
But, you know, scare them off. Like, yo, get them out of here. No, goon mask.
Set the place on fire.
Get shiesty, huh?
What?
Burn down your own house.
I'm just kidding. Hell, that's horrible. I saw one thing like that where they fucking, some dude had put like a what was it, 4x4 wood? And he like drilled it down and then kept the squatters into that room.
Because
they wouldn't get out of that room they were renting.
Oh, that's cool. That's crazy. Because what if, like, fuck it, you're not leaving, you're never leaving.
I mean, you could argue you're modifying your house.
Yeah.
You're modifying your property since you don't want to get out. But either way, you're entrapping them and you're going
to
kill them.
Then you're going to prison?
Yeah, for real. It sounds like there's kind of like, it sounds like kidnapping or some shit. Also saw this other one is TikTok where this real estate lady was setting up a house for the, what's it called, the home viewing.
Yeah.
And then it accidentally caught on fire.
The house?
Yeah, the house she was selling accidentally caught on fire and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the heck?
And then on top of that, people were currently renting out that house. So the renters were some college students and their other property got burned and the house got burned and shit. Yeah.
Damn, who's that fault? The homeowner?
The realtor. Realtor. Well, it was an accident, but it was the realtor's fault.
Hmm.
That sucks, bro. Talk about a bad day at work.
How it work, honey? Oh, you know, just the usual. Set the house on fire. Nothing crazy.
Oh, my God. Look, that's horrible, though. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. That's sad.
Imagine, like, you're starting out for the real estate, because, you know, real estate is hard, I guess, like, being a real estate.
Yeah, the game's changing.
I never noticed you have to actually, like, get out there. Not, I guess you could work for somebody, but then if you want to do it on your own, you have to, like, actually get out there and
sell.
And then you don't get paid until you sell that place.
Sell.
Imagine, like, you have to work, like, pretty much every day.
You're working, like, kind of, like, salary and unpredictable hours and shit.
Yeah, we have to find... Oh, we should get someone that does real estate, huh?
Oh, I have a homegirl from high school.
No way. Let's do
it. Yeah, yeah. She popped up on my fucking... I'm going to write her down, and I'll get in contact with her.
Maybe you're right.
I want to buy a house. Hey, psych, pull up. We're here on the podcast.
Well, you're here. Come on in.
Let's go. No, yeah. I got a homegirl from high school and shit. She pulled up on my TikTok feed randomly. And then... yeah, she's a home realtor.
Oh, we should do that.
She has a really good presentation and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Well, let's stuff like that. Yeah, I'll write it down.
But
yeah, we should I'm down to listen to your guys' suggestions on who we should interview, what kind of people.
In the Valley of the Sun.
Anywhere from fucking politicians to fucking strippers.
Because that's the whole point of this podcast, to have every type of people.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Hence the name.
Because that's why I didn't want to stick to, like, oh, because remember the first one, Arizona one?
Yeah. Which I never decided on that name.
Okay. But anyways, we're gonna just do music people, like music artists.
Yeah, Steez.
But like, nah, we're just boxing it in, you know. Let's expand our horizon.
Yeah, the Arizona podcast and stuff. It was a good run for what it was.
5 episodes.
Was it?
We quit.
We had way more.
Only like 5.
We the only actually. Anyways, it was a good run for what it was. Shout out to Kenji Band. Shout out to Artemis and shit. But you know, unfortunately, things had to close shop up. But it was a learning experience.
Yeah, it was.
You know.
Look at us now.
It wasn't, yeah, Put Me On Some Podcast became not necessarily a rebranding, but a whole new thing.
A fresh brand or start, yeah.
And we appreciate you guys for being on a journey with us.
What were you saying? The whole real estate shit. What were you saying? That?
Sell.
Like, you have to actually hustle for that shit. Like, I mean, pretty much every job you're doing on your own, you have to hustle, but it sounds stressful because if you don't sell, then you're not going to make
any. You ain't going to eat.
Ain't no food on the table.
You ain't
going to be the one squatting in your own real estate.
Oh, my God. It sounds like a fucking small-time movie. A real estate agent that lives in the house.
Played by Will Smith.
Because don't they have access to the keys?
Yeah.
Imagine this. Let's bring you a screenplay right now. A young realtor fresh out of college.
This is going to be copyright, so you can't copy.
Yeah, we claim it first. A young realtor fresh out of college or some kind of career and shit that went south for him. Newly divorced or something. And then he has all these houses that he's renting out, and he sees that these rich celebrities are vacant most of the time, mm-hmm. and he starts living in them. And next thing you know, it's just for a couple nights. And next thing you know, he starts bringing dates over. And next thing you know, he truly believes he lives in them. Next thing you know, he starts taking the cars.
The story.
And then he ends up stealing the identity.
Damn, this guy going fucking Ocean 11 type shit.
I'm just kidding.
Over fucking Pistons are firing.
We should do a segment like that.
What?
Make up plots on the spot.
We should
plots on the spot.
There we go. New segment. Plots on the spot.
Plots on the spot.
I don't know her. Plot on the spot. So there's a man camping in the wilderness by himself. Man versus nature. Not the name, but like just camping.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden he didn't know he camped in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
It's a spot where
it's Indian burial ground.
Kind of private property. Private property. And of course there's some rednecks, traditional good old American Southern rednecks.
And they don't want him there.
They don't like his kind, too. So
he's white, too.
He's white. So they end up, like, you know, hunting him down. But then he gets the upper hand and eventually hunts them down. Because, of course, he's an ex-Marine.
Yeah.
Some type of shit played by a fucking...
he's pushed to the edge to fucking survive.
Of course, he's played by The Rock.
And at one point, he gets stabbed, like, in a body part that is, like, fucking such an injury that would make you bleed out and collapse. But he makes it through, and we're just going to forget about that part. Like, say he gets stabbed, fucking stabbed crazy in his chest or through his hand, and then he still makes it 2 hours into the movie of fighting.
And, of course, he has to give back to his family, especially his daughter, because his daughter's birthday's coming up.
Yeah, she's about to be 11.
Ooh. And, of course, there's going to go a flashback of her, like, daddy.
Yeah, and it never really mentions the ex-wife and shit.
Ex-wife, because she's married to someone else, someone better.
Yeah, some dude that's, like, a corporate job or some shit. And he has a conversation with him once.
They don't like each other. But they're
mature adults because...
He comes out the winter, and then he goes home, and then it shows him in home with his daughter, and then... That's it.
And not once ever do they say
Finn.
Finn. There, bro. We sound fucking bangers.
Yeah, right, we should be Hollywood.
Left and right. Left and right, bro.
We should be the next Hollywood brothers. The Go Bros.
You know the Wayans brothers? There's like three of them.
There's more. There's a lot.
There's like four of them, actually. Lot. They're the twins and two different other ones.
There's a lot.
Yeah, they're really...
There's a whole family. Put them
fuck, imagine being those parents, bro. Fuck, I'd be proud as fuck.
No, but the whole family put each other on to, like, you can do this, you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine, can it be possible with today's families?
Shit, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's the beauty of the game now and shit. It is. Like, I understand how people feel like the game's saturated now and shit, but that's also, I would say, the beauty of this generation. It's a generation of multiple talents. Like, say if you're a fucking artist, you really got to pick up to learn other arts and other skills.
No, I'm talking about, like, for example, I've seen this video of, like, this dude explaining how, like, he's a black dude, so he's explaining about Latino people, Mexican people.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Latino, Mexican people, they come here, they buy a house, they have like 10, 15 people living in there.
Mm-hmm.
They save up money, they buy a house for another people, and they do the same thing for that. And they just go around paying off each other's houses until now they're all good. They all have their own house and their own little businesses like that. Mm-hmm. Like that. Because he's saying, like, you know, him and black people, they kind of push each other away.
Culture's different.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
But he was saying like that, and like they think like, oh, they really like that, and then could we? Like, imagine if our family put our heads together and like, let's work on this grind and this one little thing hard, and then we'll push it on from there.
Yeah, but I've never seen a family do that, though.
No, it's always...
Maybe like one, but maybe that's one opportunity, the one...
It's always like you know, pretty much like one person works hard and the other people... You know, it kind of like, because you think about it, like, you know, your mom and dad come here from like Mexico or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come here, they work hard to raise their kids, and those kids go to like college or whatever, isn't that? Like, so, kind of like that, but like more like in the moment, like, we're going to start this business, family business right now. All of us are going to put it together. We're all going to work hard on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually it'll blow up and then go from there. Everybody will be successful, you know? I've never seen anything like that.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I have.
Mm-mm.
Have you, the viewer?
No.
Leave that in the comments down below.
No.
Just kidding. But yeah.
Your perspective.
Who else? Because, you know, oh, then that too, like Adam Sandler and his homies, you know?
Who?
Adam Sandler.
His homies.
Yeah.
Which homies?
Like all the ones he's always in the movies.
Oh, yeah. All the ones because he put them all on his shit. They have like a little, what's it called? Gilmore, his production. His productions. Oh, I saw that one movie the other day.
Which one?
The one where he becomes a hockey player. Well, he tries to be a hockey player, but he's a golf player.
Oh, Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Never seen that one.
It's really funny. Yeah. When he starts beating up the hockey coach, the scouter, because he's like, well, better luck next year. And he starts beating him up, and he's just beating him up, and he's like, you think you're better than me?
That's one of the ones I've never seen, like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but just imagine you get like you're getting swung on, and he's just like, you think you're better than me? I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to use that next.
No, but yeah, like how he put all his homies on, and now they're all like successful and rich and movie stars, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, we can't. I don't think we can do that nowadays. Can you trust your homies to do that?
I think you can and like shit, it's like a one. I feel like it's a one.
Like
in a
million you pop off, and then you put your homies on. Like, hey, work hard on this, and then we'll pop off together.
Yeah, I feel like with some homies I can, other homies I can't. But then I can understand how I could be the other homie where like you couldn't put me on this shit.
Oh,
your mindset has to be there, bro.
A self-hating one. Just kidding.
No, not even that. It's just you really have to go 100 and shit.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. Like, not trying to be like trying to put our personal stuff out, but I'll admit my fault when we got the LLC, big mistake and shit. Kenji did all the work. Kenji did all the business work. Kenji did all the setting ups and shit. I just paid for my half of the LLC, and then it was like we didn't go forward with it. And then, well, for one, we were young. Yeah, it was a couple years ago. For two, it was like a lot deeper than. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but you should do proper proper research and shit. Mm-hmm. So it was more of a learn as you go experience. And, you know, I give nothing but applause to Kennedy and shit because he was that part. But on that part of getting legality and shit, hell no, I've slacked completely.
Mm-hmm.
100% precise slacked on that shit.
Yeah, I get that.
But that's on that. But if it comes to art and cooking and creating all that shit, I could do my part. But when it comes to legality, fuck, it gets difficult.
Yeah, but I'm just talking in general. That's not make it too difficult. Like, I don't think nowadays a lot of, like, people have, like, a solid group of friends that they can rely on.
Because
there's a video I saw, like, they're like, nowadays, example, just guys, you know, girls can do it too, but like a group of boys, they should, like, if they're really good friends, they should buy a house, like all going on a house, pay it off, and then go like do the same thing. You know how I just explained, like go around buying new houses and just like buying houses all together and then paying them off and then creating like generational wealth and type shit, you know, like passive income type shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like nowadays, I don't think anybody could do that
and you have to really trust these people. And when it comes to money and shit, it get tricky. So maybe it's more of an investment.
Money changes.
Maybe it'd be more of an investment piece with solid people that solidly want to make this investment, not necessarily friends.
Hmm.
It doesn't have to always be friends and shit. Yeah, but it's hard to meet people.
The whole thing, too, like never going to business with friends or family.
Friends and family and shit. It's difficult, bro. It's difficult shit. I know a couple friends that owe me money and shit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't mean like that. No. Kennedy Beats? No. Now you're fucking, Kennedy does not owe me money. I owe him money, shit.
Damn. You're the one that he's talking about?
I'm talking about myself. No, like, this is legality-wise.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, why the fuck am I talking about that? Saying is, you can't always go into business with family and friends and shit.
Yeah. It sounds sweet, but at the end, someone's going to fumble and then...
Because think about it. Family is a random group of people you're associated and loyal to, quote-unquote, and kept around by pure coincidence because the simple fact that you guys are related by blood.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you guys are going to, like, link.
Not everyone's going to have, the same mentality or be able to pull their weight at the same time.
Like, think about just one example, how some people don't get along at all with their biological brothers or siblings or parents.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they have to just because they were born.
Just
because
we're blood.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we have to rock with each other and shit. Like, I get the loyalty thing, and it's 100% valid and a real thing to have and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But just because you know this person because you're randomly fucking selected to be related.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you have to be loyal to them, rock with them and shit. You know what I'm saying?
They know about some shit today.
Nah, but it's just, you know. Nah, because I'm not saying I'm not, you know, I love my family and shit. I love my people and shit. But I've seen it in other cases with other people.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, it's just. They're not eye to eye.
Never works, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be really solid with them.
And just, because a random person that you're associated with, like, doesn't mean they're going to be good at business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Other people have a different way of being, investment, and their money, and shit like that, and trust issues and shit. Like, just simple, straightforward, summarizing it shortly. Just because they're family doesn't mean you can trust them. And that's life.
Yeah, that's true. Nah, but you can't trust anybody nowadays.
Oh, my back. Not even myself. My back against the wall.
Yeah, that's crazy. We can go in business together?
Me and you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just have to hella get through, child.
Hello. Ponte las pilas.
Hello, ponte las pilas. Ponte las pilas. Ponte las pilas and get trucha, bro.
And get money. Nah, I get you. Yeah, yeah. Nah, we could. I think we could. Think we have a solid foundation. Shit,
look what we're doing right now.
What are we doing? Podcasting? Are we the Andrew Tates of Mexico?
Of Mexico.
Of Arizona.
Get out of here.
Nah, just kidding. But yeah, I get you. I get you. I think. Nah, I love my homies, my friends. They're my dogs, but.
Some people don't want to do business, bro.
Yeah, because not everybody's in the same mentality. Some people just come through.
That's cool. Yeah. That's fucking fine. And it's not even about, let's strive and make a business and grind. If you're with it, you're with it. If you're not,
like the whole,
not.
Like those whole dudes on Instagram. I got a solid group foundation with my friends, and we started our own business. And there's a picture of all of them, you know? Like, that's cool and all, but like, not everybody has that same mentality. Like, they want to start a business.
And how many times have you said, oh, my homies, we're going to blow up?
Yeah, we never do.
I don't know how it's going to happen, but we're going to do
it. We're making out the hood.
When I get a Lambo, you get a Lambo. But that's what's up, though. Keep that fucking line.
Everything has to fall into place. Yeah. Everybody has to be falling into pieces together and pulling each other's weight.
I mean, think about it. Fucking how many businesses and like striving fucking businesses and organizations are coming from family members? Maybe in Summer and Curse is like two brothers.
Yeah.
Shit, the airplane was invented by two brothers. But what I'm saying, it doesn't have to be a family fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then family businesses contract people outside of family, bro.
Mm-hmm. Tough world.
Shit, I think it was in downtown Phoenix when I was going to the Jeezy concert, YG.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we were at some Asian restaurant, and he told me that they changed the menu from where we were last time there, and they said because the owners were two brothers and they split.
Oh, shit.
Because he was, like, stealing the money or some shit, or they changed the menu because they didn't like the way they're doing it. I just remember
Take the orange chicken off. I'm out of here.
Yeah, no more spicy mayo. Just orange chicken.
I'm like, bro, we can't do it myself.
Sounds good, though.
It does. Let's go. Get some orange chicken?
Yeah. I wish we had some good Asian spots around here.
I know a spot.
Where?
To get some good orange chicken.
Takes me to fucking... Says he knows a spot. Takes me to fucking Span Express.
Well, I'm down. I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah, so.
Let's go get some.
I'm down.
Yeah.
You want to just end it right here?
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
That's a good podcast. Let's wrap it up.
Hey, we appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Put Me Something podcast. I'm Alejandro Gomez.
My name's Eurosign.
Sorry, Eric Grizzly couldn't be here.
But he's here in spirit.
He'll be here in the next episode. Find us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube. And I forgot the other places. There's like a few other places.
Fiverr?
No. That's not even that. But there's a few other spots that they stream us, whatever. Yeah. Platform, whatever.
We don't even know where we're at.
I don't know where they're at. But I checked the thing. The
audiobooks?
No. I checked the thing, and it shows like it's gotten a few plays from there. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, what? Hell yeah.
So a little more,
appreciate
a little more traction from there. But yeah, thank you for tuning in, baby. We're out.
Right, peace. Ciao.